Yeah, it's that time again. I know we were a little bit late. We usually do it on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, but it truly is a Wednesday, and it is time for Rick Lippert and Wireless Wednesday with us here on the Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course, if you're not familiar with Rick, you're just tuning in for the first time to the Experience. Rick is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor. Covers sports technology on a national level. You can find Rick everywhere when it comes to all kinds of different media, Examiner.com, CBS Atlanta, Everything Georgia. Also has this new golf travel book out. It's the Fam Trip Field Guide that you can find on Amazon in the Kindle store or in print at thebookpatch.com. And check out Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Also, everything that we talk about here in the next 10 minutes, you can find on Rick's website. Links to everything that we discuss at ricklimpert.info. What's going on, Brosum?
Hey, Mitch, yeah, been a good day, and just looking forward to talking a little Win 10 with me, because that's been the big news for the week kind of in the tech world.
Well, they had the big Microsoft Build conference last week in San Francisco, where Windows developers get together and all the latest news on Microsoft products. So talk to me about really what's the biggest news involving Windows 10 to come out of it.
Well, they set a date, or not really. They kind of set a time frame. It's going to be rolled out gradually, but most people will have it by, that want it, will have it by this summer. That was kind of the big news out of the Build conference. Now, this week, the Microsoft world moved to Chicago for the Ignite conference, so all the IT people and all the tech experts are in Chicago this week, where more news is leaking out about Windows 10. So this summer, any new computer you'll be buying after the summer will have Windows 10 already on it. And then for us using Windows 8 or Windows 7 right now, we'll be kind of have the opportunity to go to Windows 10 here leading up to the summer.
So I guess the biggest news to come out of this, Rick, in some ways, is just looking at Android apps on Windows phones.
Yeah, this is potentially huge, and this is probably the last-ditch effort for Windows phones to survive. That's been the number one complaint of people using Windows phones, is there haven't been enough apps for them to get anything done with. Now, if Android apps are going to be usable on Windows phone, that kind of gives Windows phones a new life and kind of what Windows users have been calling for a while. They'll have a variety of apps to choose from.
Rick Lippert with us, Wireless Wednesday here on the Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick discussing all the latest news on Windows 10 coming out of the Build conference that Microsoft holds out in San Francisco, and then also the Microsoft Ignite conference, which took place in Chicago this past week. You know, Rick, since I've known you, and we're talking now 3 years, one thing that you always told me was don't use Internet Explorer when I'm going on the web. And apparently, Internet Explorer is now on the way out.
Yeah, I don't just tell you that, Mitch, even though I like you. I tell that to everybody. Internet Explorer has been like a cesspool of viruses for a long time, and Microsoft has finally realized that. It took them a little while. So they're rebranding Internet Explorer. They're getting rid of a lot of the bulk to it and a lot of the problems that they've had with it. And they're coming out with a very simple, light, Explorer now browser called Edge. And Edge is going to be very similar to Chrome or more similar to a Firefox browsers that didn't have the virus and the hacking potential that Internet Explorer had. So I think that's really good news that came out of here the last couple weeks.
All right, well, we were talking about Android apps, but just in general in regards to apps and Windows, new apps that we've never seen before with new features that's going to be integrated as well when we talk about Windows 10?
Yeah, this affects a lot of people because probably two-thirds of your listeners, Mitch, use Windows products. That's kind of the average. And there's little apps and little programs embedded in Windows that have been for a while. Now there's going to be some new ones that come out with Windows 10, but also a suggestion bar or a suggestion area will come out where you kind of type in what you need to do, and Windows will suggest an app that either is on Windows already, or one you can download from the Windows Store to accomplish the task you're trying to do. So I think that that's another good improvement. Windows is becoming a little more user-friendly.
What about when we talk about people who, as you said, are using other versions of Windows, whether it's Windows 8, Windows 8.1, as far as now using the new Windows, how is that affected? Will it cost money to do that?
it's going to be a free rollout for a year, Windows 10. So you kind of be able to get your feet wet to see if you kind of like it. It's going to be a little different, but also Windows 10 is now bridging kind of the differences that were you would see on the operating systems versus PCs and tablets and Windows phones. These operating systems on all three of these devices now are going to look a little more similar, and so you'll be able to use them a little easier. This is now a complete update of Windows. It's not going to be resemble really what Windows 8 is all about, which is a good thing for a lot of people. So it's a big change for Windows users, but I think a positive one.
Is it going to take a while to learn it if you know you're taking it on?
I don't think so. I think, yeah, there's always a little bit of a learning curve. Once you get using these computers, I mean, I was a little worried about Windows 8. I got used to it probably in a couple days, like most people do. You know, when you're forced to use something and you're forced to learn it, it's amazing how quickly you can learn it. If you were dropped in the middle of Colombia or Mexico right now, Mitch, you'd be picking up Spanish within a couple days. It's just kind of human nature.
I'm glad you have so much confidence in me. Hey, when it comes to Microsoft, how much danger are they in regards to everything and the success that Apple has had?
Not really. Windows is still huge. It's while they don't have the profit margin a company like Apple has, or kind of the rabid following that they have, Windows is still the number one used software for businesses and enterprise use, corporations. That's really the nuts and bolts of Windows. Yeah, we're using it at home. We're using it in our small businesses. But big businesses, banks, government, you know, anything big business, they're all using Windows. That's really the bulk of the Windows users.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week.
Well, I know for a lot of my listeners, this is one of their favorite parts of Wireless Wednesday when it comes to the app of the week. So what do we got this time around, Rick?
Yeah, this is the favorite. I heard from a lot of people last week about that Duffel app. So we're going to go in a little different direction this week. It's an app. It's called Clear, and it will allow you to delete social media posts from your path maybe you're not proud of. So if you're maybe going on a job interview or you said something bad about the company you're interviewing with, this is an app that will protect your social media profile. But Mitch, if you had said anything bad about me in the past, mm-hmm. You can go back and delete it now with this app called Clear.
And it's a free app? It's got to cost something.
Yeah. No, this is a free app right now. I suspect they will start charging for it at some point. They're trying to get the word out about it. And, you know, I went and played around with it a little bit. It's a little tedious. It's a little difficult to use at first. Once you get the hang of it, it works pretty well. So I deleted those posts I made about you, Mitch, back late last year. Mm-hmm. But don't worry about it.
Well, I already saw them, so it's okay that you deleted them. No one else has to see them anymore, the fact that I saw them. It's an interesting name, obviously, Clear. But every time I hear Clear, I can't help but think of Victor Conti and Barry Bonds and The Clear.
Yeah, that, or some people hear the word Clear and they feel it's going to, you know, wipe their entire hard drive. It will not do that. It's a little bit of a misleading name. Maybe they should have a different name for it. But for people that were posting things on social media they maybe shouldn't have, this is the app they need.
Listen, Rick, from last week, obviously, with getting the head start on everybody for Mother's Day coming up this weekend, hopefully everybody listened to you and went out and took some of your suggestions, and now here we are with Windows 10. We're getting a little bit of the lowdown. We'll see if anybody reaches out to get any more information about it. Again, Rick Limpert, you can check out his website. All the links to things that we discussed here on this edition of Wireless Wednesday you can find on Rick's website. That's ricklimpert.info. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at Rick Roswell. As always, Rick Limpert, appreciate taking the time to school us on the world of technology.
Yep, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including yours and mine, Mitch, and then we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Rick, thanks a lot. Tell you what, when we return here on The Experience, of course, You Can't Be Serious, we'll follow. And if you didn't see the fight,